Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Four U.S. representatives from Texas, Republicans August Pfluger and Tony Gonzalez, and Democrats Vicente Gonzalez and Henry Cuellar, introduced the Bipartisan Reimbursing Agriculture Producers for Immigration Damages, or RAPID Act, to create a reimbursement program for ag producers who incur losses caused by illegal border crossings. AgriMarketing.com reports the bill would allow producers to receive reimbursement for livestock losses, damage to fences or physical structures, or property losses caused by those crossing the border illegally. Tyson Foods will be requiring its team members in the U.S. to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 1st, and all other team members are required to be fully vaccinated by November 1st, subject to continued discussions with locations represented by unions. According to AgWeb.com, this makes Tyson the largest U.S. food company to require vaccinations against the coronavirus for its entire workforce. Tyson says almost half of its U.S. workforce has been vaccinated and infection rates remain low. RCAF USA, the nation's largest producer-only national cattle trade association, will hold its 22nd annual convention and trade show August 19th and 20th in Rapid City, South Dakota. As reported on AgWire.com, the group intends to strengthen its national strategy to quickly fix the United States' broken cattle market crisis by restoring competition for both cattle and beef. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.